Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Houston, it's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here. What was... I don't know. I don't remember. I know we've had worse ones. That was one of the worst sports weekends Houston's had ever. One of the worst ever.
Yeah, I think we've had some really bad ones while we've been on the show that we talked about before.
It's just a compilation
of, like, there were three teams.
As important as it was, as big as it was, with the names and the situations, it was about as crappy as it could be. Only one win. Utah beat Utah by one on the road on Friday night. Otherwise, every other thing sucked.
You got blown out. The Rockets got blown out at home too, yep. and the Warriors kept winning, so now you're a game and a half behind in the race to get into the play-in. Of course, the Houston Astros completely demolished at home. I didn't say demolished, I mean, they were swept. They lost all four games at home with the great bullpen blowing three of them. Montero was involved in some of it, but Ryan Pressly had one. Brian Abreu had one, and yesterday it was Hader giving up the run when they were tied up and then couldn't get a run in the last inning with just hard shots of some bad luck there. So you start off 0-4 at home against. So I don't know when the last time you won a game at home is. I have literally no idea. Go back and see.
Well, they've won one of their last 12.
At home. And you're including the playoffs.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yep. That's
and then, of course, Houston Cougars lose on Friday with Jamal Shedd injuring his ankle. And as soon as he was injured, once you saw him on the knee scooter, honestly, they gave money away on the – I was curious to see what it looked like. They had, at first, before Jamal Shedd was on the knee scooter, Houston was a two-point favorite on the second half gambling line to come back. They were down two at the half, I think. Then, after they showed him on his scooter, the game went to the second half line went to a pick'em. And all I could think of was, this must be the easiest money ever. Because I thought, just like everyone else in my mentions, as soon as I showed the picture of him on a scooter, it's over, game over, yeah. We're done, finished. I feel so bad for Jamal Shedd in Houston that it ends like this. Like, it was a foregone conclusion because we all know, we must have talked about this 25 times this year, how, God forbid, you can't have an injury and you can't have certain things happen because you have no ability offensively to overcome. You know, if you get killed on the boards, you can't overcome that. If you are shooting terrible from three and another team shoots well, you can't overcome that. You have another injury, you're not going to be able to overcome that. An injury to Shedd, I mean, the fact that Houston stayed that close is incredible to me because
– yeah.
Cryer had some good baskets. Like, Cryer stepped up and made some tough. Houston showed some balls. They stepped up and played as hard as they could. But when you don't have any, I mean, you're so limited offensively, that was going to be really hard for Houston to win, especially with Filipowski making some tough shots. So that was sad for Houston to go out like that with injury being, Tugler earlier in the year, you learned to get over it. Sasser the year before. And then, or 2 years before, and then, Shedd. To lose Shedd and then not have him in the second half where you go out, that sucked because you would have beat Duke. You would have beaten Duke if Shedd stayed in. He just put too much pressure on them. There would have been more turnovers. You would have had somebody you could lean on for a basket in critical times. Just a sucky ass weekend.
The worst. Actually, it's one of their last 13. They're 1-12 in their last 13.
That's what you said.
They're 3-16 in their last 19 at home. It's gotten ridiculous.
Just pathetic. You know, the good news is Christian Javier had a good game. And Hunter Brown had a good
yeah.
game.
And Ashley France was okay, too.
France just gave up some here and there. I didn't think his stuff was bad.
Their starting ERA was just fine.
It was
they
okay,
just
except
found
for Hunter.
A way. Even Brian Abreu. I don't know how you're going to put Ryan Pressly back out there. I don't know.
Two appearances.
Just sucks.
He's got given up runs both times.
Hader even.
That's why they went after Hader.
Even Hader gets Juan Soto is just
a good AB for Soto.
It was a really good AB. The whole weekend was a really good weekend for Soto. Holy crap. He started with the throwing out the runner on Thursday, and then he just kept getting seventh inning hits to win games and ninth inning hits to win games. So, that was a nice acquisition. He's already paid for himself with the Yankees. But what a man. And then the Rockets last night, Luka, did you see his? I've never seen a pre-game layup line like Luka's.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Where he throws the ball off the scoreboard. You know, the giant one that hangs in the arena? Throws it off of that, and it goes into the basket.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
He did a dude that perfect
was his,
shot?
That was his pre-game layup line. Yeah. He throws it off of the backboard, and it goes in. Off of the, not the backboard, but the scoreboard, and it goes in to the basket. Yeah, it was pretty, yeah.
Is that going to be a SportsCenter top play of the day?
Well, it should be. If it's not, it should be. Luka, what about his underhand
scoop shot?
20-footer. I mean.
I said, look at this, Nicole. And she looked, she goes, oh, yeah, that's good. I said, well, no, it's not good.
No, it's not good.
It's bad for us. Really Number two, you're not getting sufficiently shaken by it. Nobody shoots that shot ever.
Yeah.
22 in the first quarter.
I can't wait to hear John Rinaldo talk about the greatest Astros team ever. Okay, are we done? The season's over. I forgot. This season is over.
It feels like it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we should put up a Tombstone Chronicle. Put up a Tombstone because this season
Who's
is over.
See that?
Okay.
No, like Barstool. Barstool has to put up a Tombstone.
I get the Houston Chronicle.
You do. That's it.
Yeah, I read it every day.
You do.
And it's not.
If the Chronicle puts up a Tombstone, would anyone see it?
Actually, it's so funny. This is electronics. It's not even the paper. But they don't have any of the night games in it. They don't have night games in the Houston Chronicle that they send you online.
So they're operating like it's a newspaper.
Yeah. It's like the newspaper. Only that's, even worse because like 7 o'clock games they don't put in.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, that's not great. Here's a question from the weekend. How much did Bagwellytics play in the weekend's disaster? Sure would have been nice to have Maton or Nariz overpriced
I don't
Montero.
Think those are Bagwell decisions.
Montero came in and had an inning this weekend, so slow down, okay? I know he did give up a run his first outing, but he did have one inning where he didn't give up anything, remember?
Yeah, I'll take that.
You know, how about it? I mean, it's actually better than it has been. That was the suckiest weekend ever. Ever. I know we've had worse weekends. I know we have.
We have, but I don't remember them.
Not right now.
You know, Houston was eliminated from Final Four consideration. You had the Astros were swept by the dreaded Yankees at home. The Rockets, the Rockets lose a win streak at home. They've been playing good basketball, but Golden State wins, so you're now you're 1.5 back. Is it two now?
Mm-hmm, two.
You're going to have to beat them. When you play head-to-head, you really have no choice. You got to beat them.
Yeah. No. You got Minnesota first, though. Good luck with that. Because they're really, really good. Ime talked about Şengün and Cam. Cam came back and had a few baskets. He didn't make an impact on the game. That was just that. I don't know that anybody could have impacted that game. That was just an ass whooping by the Mavs last night. And you got to play them. You get to play them again. Listen, that stretch was really, really good. But it does show you. Now they did have Cleveland in that stretch of the 10 wins, but it just shows you, the difference in when you move up in class against good basketball teams. And the Mavs are playing as well as anybody right now. They've got the longest win streak now in the NBA at 7 games. So the Rockets were the hottest team in the NBA. Now the Mavs are the hottest team in the NBA. But a lot of those wins came against inferior teams. Now you move up in class when you're playing against the Mavs and Golden State is playing really well right now.
Do it,
it's
man.
Just when Right when you're chasing Golden State, all of a sudden now they're Golden State again. They turn back into Golden State.
I know.
I mean, what the hell happened to the really sucky team that was about 500?
No, they can't lose now.
I know. Now they can't lose.
They can't lose. No matter where they're playing, they can't lose.
Incredible. Just incredible. What a crap weekend. And we've got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That'll come up in about 35 minutes right here.
I'm feeling that's going to be packed.
It should be packed.
People learn stuff. Do you know that there are already people calling... what did they say? There's a comment about Joe Espada. There's already a...
Joe Espada might have made a couple of... he's not... Are we already trying to get rid of Joe Espada? Joe Espada is going to be just fine, everybody.
I can tell you what we're not going to be able to do is keep playing John Singleton.
Why is John Singleton playing?
Joe Espada loves him some John Singleton.
Because he walked...
The coin has spoken.
It's the Rangers.
The coin has spoken. He's a coin boy.
Why are
Joe Espada is a legitimate certified coin boy. Well, how else do you know? It had to be a heads or tail decision. That was a sweet defensive play he had there in the first run that was scored. Was trying to Willie Mays it. Couldn't make that catch. At first, I thought Jose, because as soon as it was hit, I'm like, Altuve, please race over there. He's not going to be able to make this play. And then Altuve letting the play drop so he could get an infield flag so he could wipe a man off the base instead of and try to get a double play was, at first I thought Altuve just screwed it up. And then right away, Jeff Blum realized, no, that was intentional. And then once you saw it on replay, you realize, okay, Altuve intentionally let this drop because he thought he might have a shot at the double play. And it almost fooled the runner.
There was any redeeming qualities. The starting pitching was okay.
Yeah, I think seeing Javier and Hunter.
And Yiner was okay.
Yeah, Yiner was good.
Yiner's
going to be an all-star this year.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yiner can just tip flat
Yiner's
out, right?
Good, yeah.
He can rake.
And, Kyle, actually.
Kyle Tucker came up with
shots yesterday. Like, you lost the last you had. All three outs were tough plays. The rocket down the line by Altuve. The shot, it wasn't a tough play, but it was a good shot by Yordan to center field. And then, you had a dropping line drive, a sinking line drive by Kyle Tucker. But who didn't know that left fielder was going to make a play on that one? That was one of those innings where you realize, wow, it's going to end like this. They're making three plays.
Is there a reason? Listen, you are nine deep, okay? You got your eight starters and you got DeBon. Is there a reason that John Singleton is he going to have to take John Singleton? Is Dana going to have to take John Singleton away from him?
No, I don't think Espada is going to have that trouble. Espada is going to say he can't play, and that's going to be that. But they're trying to find another first baseman. I mean, I think they want to find another.
Well, DuBong played there last year. That's fine.
I mean, but that doesn't look like a.
He's
first
going
baseman.
To see that he can't play. Isn't the whole thing about Espada? He's been around. He knows the team. What do you mean? He's going to see. He hasn't been able to see. He can't play.
Yeah,
he
should. Not like Singleton's had a lot of at bats. I think this could be one of those things where he's. This is going to be Singleton's going to push himself into the minors.
I do like that he already.
Actually,
said,
he doesn't even have any. He can't go down, can he?
Well, you could just cut him. Whatever.
Yeah.
I do like that he just said, two games into the season, Yiner, you're going in the five hole. Abreu, move back.
Yeah.
If Dusty would have kept him there, and actually, Dusty kept him in cleanup
forever. This needs to be the case. What about Abreu's last year? Yiner's a better player. Yiner's going to be a legitimate player moving forward. He's a legitimate catcher with potential all-star credentials. He should be in a position to drive in runs as opposed to Abreu.
Yeah.
An aging first baseman who, had a nice 3-week run.
And Yordan was a disaster all weekend long too, by the way. After his two hits in the first game, he was a disaster and came up in big situations.
Tucker had some base hits.
Tucker did. He had some big hits and Jeremy Peña, if he's not getting a hit, he's swinging at a slider that's like 2 feet off the plate.
I know. That's
holy crap.
That's his move.
My goodness. All right. What a crap weekend we got. Let's go. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Doc Linville first, though. I want to talk about you and your hair. Doc Linville says y'all have been really, really responding, and that's pretty cool. That you know, if you're 20, 30, 40, you could be losing your hair. And you don't want to lose your hair at 20. I'm older, and I still wanted to get it done. And it's so easy. There's no reason that you can't get the neo-grafting. Listen, with a 3-day anesthesia it's not painful at all anyway. But then you can get, besides the neo-grafting, you can get the PRP, which is an easy, easy process that is just fantastic as well. You can actually feel the stimulation in your head, and it is working. It's working for me, and I know it'll work for you. If you're looking for a great way to get hair again, you're sitting there, and you every morning you wake up, and holy crap, it's my hairline is receding, or my bald spot is getting bigger. You don't have to. You got 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. I mean, is there anything that y'all want to get off your chest? Let's go. Plus, we got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence coming up. You can do that there as well. You got one sentence to tell us how sucky this weekend was on the biggest religious weekend of the year. It couldn't have been worse sports-wise, okay? Maybe we should just focus on our faith instead of putting our faith in our teams.
Some people say maybe they need to pay more attention, maybe put all your attention on trying to win one against the Yankees instead of going to church.
Well, who would say that?
People who don't believe in church or whatever.
Well, those people are why the Astros lost all those games.
Okay, let right. Bagwell off yeah. the hook if you want.
Yeah, oh, not Bagwell-lytics, okay?
It's not Bagwell-lytics.
Yeah. The spotters lineups have been pretty good. Top four is how the lineup should always be, and the Yiner five. Listen, the top of the order has got a hit. I mean, even in the first game, it was just the bottom of the order that took care of business. Yordan has sucked. Altuve is okay. Bregman has sucked. Kyle Tucker's been okay. Yiner's been okay at five. There's just, I mean, they got to come up with some. Then if the pitchers give up five, then score six. That's all.
They need timely hitting. They need more. Yeah. They need better relief pitching.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone went to the lineup so much. I mean, went to the bullpen so much yesterday. It was just started making me mad.
Why?
How much he was just, I don't know. I was just very irritable yesterday. I'm like, what are you going to change in pitcher again? Just leave him in.
No. Well, okay. You mean you bring a better guy in and you
no,
aggravated you?
No, I was just
you?
Getting mad whenever he just kept going to the pen, slowing things down. Like, what?
Hurry up and get this over
just
with?
Just quit micromanaging this thing.
Okay, yeah.
Let
and
the
winning?
Astros have a chance to win.
And yeah. winning? Okay. There was that.
Well, we did have an NCAA tournament as well.
Oh,
well,
even the Roughnecks lost.
Yeah.
They look. PJ Walker ain't walking through that door anytime soon.
And then Stephen Shumpert or somebody won the Texas Children's.
No. Stephen Yeager.
Yep.
Stephen Yeager. By the way, how nice. It was his first win. He started crying right away.
Xander Schauffele sucks.
Well, Xander Schauffele wasn't even there.
I mean, your boy Scheffler sucks.
Scotty Scheffler missed a putt to tie him to win his third straight tournament.
No,
how
he
does
didn't
he
win.
Suck?
He didn't win. Just two.
He finished second.
Just two tournaments ago, he didn't win.
He won his last two starts, and then this one, he almost finished second.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. He was looking for his third straight start win. Yes, yes. And oh, by the way, it would have been the biggest differential from him and the field since Tiger
lost.
Woods.
Too bad he lost.
If he would have won, but he finished second. I'm sorry.
Don't care. Second's first loser.
Yeah. 7-23 at Enron Field in the last 30 games is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. It's not Enron Field though.
Well, when they're not winning.
Right. It is. Terrible weekend, but you know what we have to pull America out of this downward spiral? Caitlin Clark beating Angel Reese tonight. How about that? this game they
wait,
put.
Wait. Pull America out of a downward spiral. Caitlin uh-oh. Clark, why can't
this has turned into a racial thing?
Hold on, why can't LSU beat Iowa and pull America out of
the
spiral?
Nah, because the LA Times told us LSU is full of dirty debutantes.
Yeah.
You see that the article?
Well, that one was worse than the one that she was complaining about.
It was like the Washington Post hit piece. He's like, wait a minute. All the way out west, I'm getting the whole – they had to actually clean up the article because apparently it got so much backlash. They had to change some of the wording. Like the UCLA coach who they played over the weekend retweeted the article because she thought it was just highlighting – the game. She had to write an apology. I am sorry. I didn't know what was in it. I don't want to push anything that's going to diminish our game and the women on that team. Woof. Woof, the women's game. It's black versus white. It's good girl Caitlin versus bad girl Angel Reese. We got storylines.
And oh, by the way, that whole good girl Caitlin Clark, she is a bia
on the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a competitor. She's got some proof.
Well, even with her teammates, though, she's a B.I.
No, she's got got some Jordan.
I'm going to use a non-gender specific word. She's an a-hole on the court.
Yeah, she's an a-hole.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She is. She's got some a-hole. I don't know how many times we talked about this. A lot of the all-time greats have a lot of a-hole in them on the field, on the court, whatever. And she's got more than we knew. This year, we're seeing it a lot more, where she's really, I think she feels pressure, because she's acting like somebody who's under a lot of pressure, because, like, some of the stuff, like, the complaining about all these fouls is, we sit in the men's game all the time, we don't like it in the men's game either, and with Caitlin Clark doing it all the time, when she took, I don't say she took a dive, but she knew that she was going to run into the girl who was storming the court to make a point. And I guess the flop she had, because at first I thought, this is horrible. The court storming, and I see the way she starts to pirouette after she was hit. This is, you know, earlier in the year. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, you missed it. But, yeah, she's got some, hey, Angel Reese has a-hole in her. Faluje has a-hole. Caitlin Clark, like the entire LSU team and Caitlin Clark, she could play on that team. Kim Mulkey's an a-hole. It's, you know, really good teams, really good players, they've got some of that in them. That's not unusual. And just because it's a women's game, don't think that they're not just as competitive and that they don't have some of the same irritabilities on the court, because that's what we're seeing from Caitlin. We see it from Angel and LSU at different times, but Caitlin Clark's been doing it all year long.
Yeah.
All year long.
Well,
she is too.
Yeah. Caitlin Filipowski, I'm telling you, that dude... I thank God NC State with the big guy. I like to call him the big guy.
DJ Burns.
DJ yeah. Big Guy. DJ.
He's got a last name that isn't Big Guy.
I think.
It's Burns.
Is it? Oh.
Yes.
Escalade!
The best story.
I thought it was something else.
No.
Didn't that, only
if Rich Eisen's asking the question.
Only if Rich Eisen's asking.
Then we have context.
And there's nothing really, there's some sneakiness to DJ Burns' game. The big man, like, he's an unusual basketball player. You don't see players like him very often in basketball. He's, I don't know how tall he is, 6'9"-ish?
I would say in that neighborhood.
Three something.
Jay
probably.
Billis says it's the most amazing thing he has seen in basketball.
Well, it's you just don't see guys.
No, I mean this NC State run.
Like this is NC State run. Yeah, going back to the ACC. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you hear DJ?
I couldn't believe they were a 7-point dog yesterday. I'm like, dude, they've beaten Duke before. They're on a heater right now. How is this team a 7-point dog?
Yeah. DJ said, yeah, guys, well, you know what? Guys aren't coming late anymore. They actually want to win now. He asked what was the difference in this team. He was like, yeah, guys are actually showing up on time now. What?
But he is tough once he gets in the paint. Like, I don't know how many M1s he had. He had a minimum three that I can remember. And two of them were super easy ones on where they broke presses when they were, like, late in the game he had them. One, he had fell down. But he was like, he can score around the basket and draw fouls like crazy. And then you got Zach Edey, the most hated basketball player on the planet. For some unknown reason, people hate Zach Edey. I get ACC fan, Big Ten fans hate him because he goes to the free throw line all the time. He was trending yesterday with the name Foul Ming, as in getting fouled.
Mm-hmm.
Like his name, his game is very similar to Yao Ming's in terms of the way he works down on the low block. He's not a great defensive player. Everyone will go, if you compliment, do yourself a favor, go give a compliment to Zach Edey on Twitter today. See how fast it takes someone to search out the name Zach Tweedy and immediately comment that he's just tall. The guy that scored 40 yesterday, the guy who's the back-to-back player of the year in college basketball, people will go out of their way to tell you the only reason that he does anything in college basketball is he's tall. Forget the fact that many tall players have played before in college basketball. He doesn't have any skill. He's just tall. That's it. 30-15, not a problem. He's had multiple 30-15 games, but he's just tall. This dude is a really skilled low post player in terms of his ability to, yeah, and it does help that he's tall because it's hard to keep him from scoring. He gets deep into the box. He's like, he's not a tall, skinny guy. He's well put together, so he can, you know, he can get deep into the post. They're very disciplined with how they will reset the entry pass and get him as close to the rim as possible. And once he gets in the paint, you're done because he can hit shoot left-hand jump hooks, right-hand jump hooks. I mean, Purdue is tough. It's interesting Final Four we have. We've got Alabama, who saw Alabama coming? I didn't see Alabama coming. Just coming out of, you know, coming out of the SEC, I didn't see Alabama getting to this spot. Alabama's there. Purdue is there. NC State is there. And who's the other team that I'm missing?
Connecticut.
Oh, UConn, who
the
is
most dominant team
murdering everybody
How about
on the planet.
Over last two tournaments.
UConn is murdering everyone.
13 points was their closest game.
Thank you.
Gino Arriano doing 15, an incredible job.
13 and 15, and the rest are all in the 20s.
Yeah, they
and more,
the
30s.
The 13-point game was the national semifinal, and I think there was a 17-point game last year, and the 17-point game is San Diego State was the final. So they're not even less than double digits. You can't touch them.
You can't touch
30-0 run. The game was tied at 23.
30-0. 30.
It was tied at 23, eventually got to 56-25.
That is just...
Yes, Saturday.
It is incredible. This team is incredible.
Ariyama's
and yet,
team,
I don't know how...
Ariyama's team is playing incredible basketball.
And yet, I don't know how North Carolina State is going to lose. And I don't know how Purdue is going to lose.
Nope, maybe they all don't.
I mean, this is a pretty good Final Four. This actually is a pretty good Final Four.
It actually is. And you don't have... And UConn's the only one seed. Alabama was...
Purdue.
Oh, yeah, Purdue was one. Yeah, so you got two ones there. Oh. Alabama was what?
Four.
Okay, Alabama's a four.
And 11.
And then you have the 11. Yep. But it's a and you know what? Do you know that NC State, when they won the title in 83, it's their first time in the Final Four since 83. When they were there, the only reason they got into the tournament is that they
Same
won
one.
The ACC tournament. Same There's case. A lot of – and they didn't have – they only had 32 teams. It wasn't 64 back then. So they were like one of the worst-seeded teams, like one of the worst. It's a very simple 11's about as high as you go for if you're a power five team. 11 is about the top seed because beyond that is mid majors and small schools and automatic qualifiers. And you're not like 11's as high as you're going to go. And they are rough.
Yep.
And they were down 7-8, like maybe even more than that
in the first half. I think their largest deficit was maybe 9.
Yeah, it was 9. They were down and yet they just never. Because they can always go to their big man. As long as DJ Burns doesn't get in trouble, teams are in a lot of trouble. But who do they play? Do they play Zach Edey? They play Zach Edey,
yeah, it's
right?
The most lovable player in college basketball versus the most hated. They see each other on Saturday.
Yeah. I don't understand the hate for Zach Edey.
Why? You can hate him. If people want to hate him, they should hate him.
No, but he's not an a-hole on the court, though.
Did you hear him in the post game?
Oh, we'll hear that in Chip Talk. Oh, Rick Barnes caught it for whatever reason.
Oh, okay. My God.
Well, maybe he's tired of being...
Well, not only that, did you hear the F-bomb he dropped on CBS?
I'm not even going to... I heard that. I'm not even going to play that. We got a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
We got Zach Edey talking about, an appendage, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, Zach Edey...
Damn, I can't wait for
We got Zach Edey going into a room with a little co-ed... We got Zach Edey dropping F bombs. We got Zach Edey going after opposing coaches.
By the way, we don't even know if that was.
I like Zach Edey.
That post was deleted.
Yeah,
we don't. That probably wasn't even yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was. Who knows when it was?
Why are you acting like it's so incredible that the most famous athlete on campus is with a girl?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, nice. I'm saying,
yeah.
The dude was like twice her size.
Well, he's twice everyone's size.
Yes, of course he is.
He's twice the size of his point guard.
No, go out with the UCLA center.
Why would he want to do that?
Because she's 6'8".
Why would he want to do that?
No.
But she's cute.
Oh, I got something to tell you.
Okay, we got to break it here. I got it. Listen, the PVF game. What about my boys, Houston and Archie, okay, over at TPC? They provide a wide array of products and materials as well as services in the PVF hose and fitting industry. Products include, you need pipes, valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses, and more. You got to get, okay, TPC Industrial is the place for you. Rapid delivery, their trucks, they're going to get to your location. Interstate access, always available. You can call them anytime, 24/7, okay? Conveniently located in Mount Bellevue, you can trust TPC with your PVF needs. If you're in this industry, if you're in the PVF industry, they are the supplier for you. Give them a call at 346-226-3866. Are you having a problem with supplies for your job? Well, call TPC or go to TPC INDL Industrial, TPCINDL.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Jamie wants to get in here, talk about this Rashee Rice thing. Holy crap. Hey, Jamie, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I listen to you guys from Dallas, and so I'm going to be behind enemy territory this weekend when the Stros come up, play the Rangers.
I'm going, too. I'll see you there.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Coming up.
Awesome, man. Well, I fly the flag. I get a lot of abuse up here, but I still fly the Astros flag every chance I get. Hey, I don't know if it made it down on the news down in Houston, but it's a big deal here because it happened here. The Rashee Rice auto accident. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the video of the wreck and the Lamborghini and the Corvette racing. And then there's another video out there that shows these guys just like casually walking away, you know, from this multi-car accident. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I'm just curious if you guys saw that.
Well, he's in trouble. That's all. I know that. We know that.
There's a lot of people who didn't see this. Rashee Rice, for those who don't know, or maybe don't remember, you're like, who was that? I know that name. He's turned into the best receiver, wide receiver. Kelsey's the best, but for Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
And came out of SMU, was a little bit of a pain at SMU sometime.
All right.
Coming out of the draft. But he's been on his, apparently, until now, on his best behavior, haven't heard anything. He's a very talented player. He was a very good player for them. He was in a street race, Lamborghini versus Corvette. He was driving the Corvette, lost control. There was a crash, and the eyewitness who was hit, this woman and her 4.5-year-old son were hit. There were either an eyewitness or the woman said that there were some football cleats that were left in the back of one of the cars, actually the Lamborghini. And then they said that there was a bag full of guns and something else that was taken out of there. There were guns put into a bag and taken out of there. I don't know if that's accurate or not.
I don't either, because we saw them all walking away from the crash, and I didn't see any bag.
I didn't either, so I don't know. I don't know if there was an angle we didn't see or whatever, but basically it's a hit and run, and police are looking for Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice, the league... Rashee Rice is going to be in some big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in a hit and run, and he fled the scene where somebody was hurt. Very casually, just like, I'm out of here. And now the police can't, he hasn't turned himself in. He's headed for a long suspension with the league. He's going to be in some trouble for this one.
Yeah. Cameron Sutton just turned himself in.
Yep.
So we got that.
He's accused of domestic abuse.
If somebody asked, does this change the draft needs of either team?
Well, I think the Chiefs are going to get a wide receiver anyway.
Yeah.
So it may solidify it, really.
Absolutely. Frankly.
And as far as the corner for, was he with the Lions right now? The Lions, they had just cut him, right? Who was he with?
No, he's with the Lions, and they cut him after this domestic.
Oh, no, yeah, they cut him because of this. Yeah. That's right, yeah. So it doesn't change any. I mean, yeah, the Lions will probably have to look at corner anyway. They were going to anyway.
Yeah.
They need corner still.
What about Okuda? He worked out there. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, that's right. He's here.
They were not Jeff Okuda fans there.
No, they were not. Okay.
They didn't think he was a very smart football player, I can tell you that.
Here's an interesting question on a headline from a story. You tell me, at 42 and 59, okay, Keon Coleman?
Yeah, I'd look at Keon Coleman. Yeah. I got a third-round grade on him, but... you know, all your grades kind of go out the door on a wide receiver and Bobby Slowe on the West Coast offense because it's just a little bit different. So, absolutely. If he were there, I would definitely look at him at maybe as early as 42. For sure at 59, I would. Yeah. He can win. He wins catches.
Ladd McConkey?
Oh, lock. Well.
Will he be there? Tough.
No, he's not going to be there.
He won't be there.
He'll be gone.
You don't think he'll be there?
No, and here's the thing. Ladd is going to be – you can play him some outside, but Ladd's going to be more of a slot. I don't love the idea of playing Tank Dell outside all the time. So I'd say Ladd probably will be gone, so it won't matter. Really good player, though, man.
Yeah.
Really good.
How about Malik Washington?
Slot.
Yeah.
Yeah, smaller.
Jacob Cowing?
Tiny. He's almost a small.
We don't care about that.
He's 170.
We don't care about that. We put him at guard.
No, we're not. No, Jacob Cowing. Yep.
Javon Baker.
He's coming in for a top 30 visit to Houston. I was looking at their top 30 list that's out. He started at Alabama. Was a four-star at Alabama, went to Central Florida. Either South Florida or Central Florida. Good player. Central Florida. Good player.
Yeah.
Runs good routes like most former Alabama players do. Yeah, he's one that could be there in the second round, and I like him. I could definitely see him being a Texan. As a matter of fact, I did like a simulated round 1 through 4, or maybe even 2. No, I just did 2 through 4 because they had already traded their first round pick, and he's who I gave them, I think, with the second pick in the second round.
You did?
Either that or third round, yeah.
And you passed on Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, I would.
You would?
Yeah. Xavier Worthy's probably going late first.
Oh, really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Oh, my God. After he ran?
And you know where? I think the Chiefs. If he's available there, I think he'll go to the Chiefs.
All right. Okay. Well, the Chiefs need
early for my take,
the Chiefs need wide receiver. We know that.
Yep.
All right. We're going to break it. And when we come back, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? In other words, you have one sentence. One sentence.
One opportunity.
And that's it. And you got to take it. Mom's spaghetti. You got that. Whatever it is that you learned this weekend, but you only have one sentence to tell us. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Line it up. I'm sure you'll learn something. It doesn't have to be about sports. And hopefully it's not about sports because sports just suck this weekend in the city of Houston. You know who doesn't suck? Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing. Plumbers are, you know what, it's not the greatest industry as far as reputation goes because you always see, in the big cities and northern cities, it's always some guy and he's got the plumber's crack hanging out and he's charging you exorbitant amounts and you never know if you're trustworthy. Well, you know about Aqueduct Plumbing. They are trustworthy. You know that they're going to come to your home and they're not going to charge you. You know that they're going to come and they're going to do it. I'm telling you, I just had my man Michael, you know, he called them last week and he said they were unbelievable. They came to the house. Drop our name. Drop our name when you call.
Just had Cooper actually was asking about plumber and I sent him over there. I said, mention a name. And he goes, I did. And Mary said, you know, right away that they were going to have somebody out. And he said, I'll let you know how it goes. But they will. Make sure you mention our name. I mean, you're going to get great service, great prices anyway. But whether it's a big job, a small job, make sure that you're having a company that is a trustworthy company that doesn't charge to come out and analyze what's going on and tell you what's going on. That's how confident they are in their service and that you'll want to use them. And if you're going in another direction, that's fine, but I don't know why you would when we're already telling you they're the best in the business. And John and I know because we've had them do a lot of work, on issues, and they get it done the right way the first time. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Time for What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. We got a full board, but as soon as somebody gets off, you got to get in. You'll see how it goes if you've never heard it before. You get one sentence to tell us something that you learned this weekend, and it doesn't have to be about sports. It could be about your wife. Could be about anything. I learned that Austin is even weirder than I thought.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to leave it there. Okay. That's what I learned this weekend. That's what I learned this
weekend. I learned that my son... Sebastian, who's a little on the shorter side, he's still waiting for his growth spurt. He is already wanting to know how tall his wife needs to be to create a 6'6" kid.
Okay, all right.
I had to give
him
a number.
One sentence. That's all. That's all. One sentence, and you did it. You almost did it. You were almost able to do one sentence.
I almost did it.
Yeah, you almost did it. That was excellent. Dale, did you learn anything this weekend? You didn't learn anything this weekend.
Okay. I learned that Dell has a Duke shirt at his house, and he went to the
game. Oh, I did learn this.
Oh, yeah.
I did learn that NFL.com's Lance Zierlein does questionable things on Twitter.
Yeah. I misidentified you?
I only have one sentence. Can I answer? Now,
Do you identify as a Duke fan?
I don't identify.
During your conference.
Does Lance identify someone who can't tell black people apart?
Well, it did kind of look like you.
But it wasn't.
But
I'm sorry, that
like
guy looked that exactly like you.
That doesn't matter. He doesn't look exactly like me.
He looked kind of like
only
you.
Because white people think, well, we all look
no,
exactly
you look
like each
like
other.
You know
no,
what?
I don't.
We can discern.
Hey, how about you use some context clues? I wouldn't drive up to Dallas for a U of H Duke game. I hate Duke.
You might have.
Okay.
I saw that guy, and I'm like, why is Dell here?
You know what I should do? I'm just going to go on Twitter and start comparing you to every white guy, because that's what you did.
It's fine.
Every white guy.
Well, no,
I
you
don't
look
care.
Like
no,
that
I don't.
Guy.
As long as I look yeah. like
no,
that guy.
No, I don't. I'm
you
not going
exactly
I'm not
like
going to take what white people think other black people look like as the gospel.
Okay.
Stop
it's
it.
It's not everything. It's just racial. We can actually see with our eyes.
So
you
can
look
I.
like that guy.
You know what? Well, you look like John Whitehead.
Well, okay.
There
right.
it is. There
okay.
it is.
How inside is that?
Yeah, you don't know.
There
I mean,
it
people
is.
Don't know. Okay.
Right. A lot of people don't
See,
know what we're talking about.
Up, you're taking up this valuable time of this.
Yeah.
You
All
know,
right.
just because
Let's
you
go.
Got your feelings hurt that you look just like a guy who wore a Duke thing.
Let's go. It
I'm,
is.
I'm a winner.
Who's up first?
I'm
Matt.
A winner, apparently. We won on Friday, right?
Yeah.
You lost, and then you lost.
Matt.
You lost
What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that I actually missed Dusty Baker.
He misses Dusty Baker. And that makes one of us. Isaac, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned this weekend that Juan Soto is still a little beat.
Yeah, he's a heckler for sure.
Yep.
I mean, just beat our team yesterday, and Josh Hader, who hadn't been able to.
Yeah.
No one's been able to.
It was a good piece
get
of
hits hitting. On Josh Hader. It was a really good piece
yeah.
of piece of hit.
Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend, with all due respect to Steven Yeager, Scottie Scheffler has got to make a 7-foot putt on 18 to force the playoffs.
Yeah, all due respect, he did. He missed it on the low side, which was. That was interesting. He didn't look like he had any confidence on that putt. That was terrible. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
El Juanito G. El Land V.
¡Dobecito! ¡Dobecito! Gentlemen, good morning. Balloon. Go.
Gentlemen. Okay, so, you know I love my veterans, but man, I learned that the Mets messed up this World War II vet's name, and his name was Seymour Wiener.
Yeah, Seymour Wiener.
This is the most childish show.
It was really
I know.
Seymour Wiener.
I know. Yeah. So? We can't just let that go, but this show can't let that
no.
go.
Well, I mean, the internet didn't let it go. Why would we?
We're not going to.
We're not going to let that go.
A
thank you, La Raza,
crushed
for your service.
Us in third grade. We're not going to let that go now.
Thank you for your service, La Raza.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it. Jay, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Juan Soto is going to be a problem for us in the playoffs.
Yeah, he is. He's a problem.
I was hoping San
Diego. He's a problem for everybody.
I was hoping the Padres Juan Soto would
show up. In the playoffs. That's right, Del.
Playoffs.
We go to the playoffs.
Well,
I said that. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I guess the Astros and the Marlins are both making the playoffs. The only two teams to go 0-4.
Yeah. It was a bad, bad weekend. That's right. They're going to the playoffs. Phillip, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Zesty sports, fellas. I learned that they, just like me, the Astros can't win at home. I can't win at home either.
Yeah. They're like you, Phillip. The Astros can't win at home. You and the Astros, Phillip, can't win at home. Yeah, there's a lot of arguments at home that you can't. You know, you're probably right about
and
that.
And I didn't even get a
pillow. I'm 7 for my last 23.
At home?
At home.
I know, and I didn't even get a pillow this weekend.
What?
A pillow?
Is that a Shogun? Japanese restaurant?
That's a Shogun
restaurant. You didn't get the pillow.
I didn't get the pillow.
You didn't get pillowed?
I didn't get to pillow. Oh.
Okay.
That is the most gentle word ever.
Yes.
Are you going to pillow with your courtesan?
At the tea room?
I want to go to the tea room. And pillow?
Ocho, ¿qué pasó? ¿Qué aprendiste este fin de semana?
Yeah, I learned just how much DJ Burns of North Carolina State looks like Darius McCrary for Family Matters.
Darius McCrary.
That's the brother from Family Matters.
Okay. Does he look that much like him?
Does he?
Well, Lance, you appear to can tell when black people look alike, so go look and see.
Oh, no, he doesn't. See, only when people actually look like. I mean, some, maybe. Now,
he's got the same gap tooth as Darius McCrary.
Actually, this is an old picture,
you can,
too.
Can you
so
call
maybe.
Ocho Whitey because his name's
God,
Ocho?
Oh, my God, he does look like Darius McCrary.
Oh, look at that. I'll take it from Ocho because he's actually right.
He actually is kind of right. Although Darius isn't as big.
Yeah, but we've got pictures of DJ from his time at Tennessee. He was skinnier, and it's dead on, actually. Closer than, obviously, now.
He actually does look like him. Okay, so can we make that claim?
A black man.
Looks
got
like
right.
another black man?
Oddly enough, a black man could tell while the white guys are completely wrong.
Ocho's a black man?
Yes.
Oh, his name's Ocho.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, he's been black forever. Though you do this every week.
His name's Ocho.
And what does he say every time? He just goes,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, he never responds.
Well, his name is Ocho.
I'm pretty sure that's Spanish. No.
Well, Ocho Cinco wasn't Spanish.
Ocho Texto.
Instead of Ocho Cinco, he calls himself Ocho Texto.
Yeah, that's where the reference comes
from.
Yeah,
Chad Johnson's not...
He kind of is to me.
He calls himself Ocho Cinco.
He kind of is to me. Tom, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that sometimes when you're out with your friends, a drunken idiot with a restraining order is going to roll up to one of your girls to try to reconcile.
Oh, man. Wow. Trying to reconcile with a restraining order in place is a strong move.
Yeah, it is a strong move.
It's also an illegal move.
Yes.
It's a bold move, not a strong move. It's a bold move.
It's an arrestable move. That's what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
It's taking the matters into, wow, that is, if you have a restraining order and you're still rolling up, you've got a problem. You really need to stay home. You really need to sit on your hands on this one.
Or he's just like the Astros, hashtag relentless.
Well, the Astros are going to take care of this
business,
right?
The guy's just like the Astros. That's their thing this year, relentless.
Yeah, they are relentless, aren't they?
He puts it next to his restraining order, hashtag relentless. I'm just going to keep coming.
Yeah, I don't. Keep coming what, out of the bullpen? Is that what they're going to keep coming?
I'm just going to keep trying.
You're going to keep trying?
He's just
going
to keep
coming up short with runners in scoring
position?
That
guy's going to keep battling.
Is that what we're going to do?
No, we don't keep battling when we have a restraining order in place.
What is relentless if not ignoring all circumstances and keep battling?
That is what it feels like.
Yeah.
The Astros kept battling to the final out. You saw it yesterday.
Yeah. What XFL was fun to watch. This version of the XFL is not. Yeah, we're getting that. Did you watch any? You didn't watch any of the game?
I didn't watch any
of
the game.
I watched some of it, man.
I know we did have.
They need a quarterback.
Who's the quarterback for this version?
Sinnott?
Ooh, I saw that guy in the preseason for the Dolphins.
That's
the guy that came up with.
That's the guy that came
up with. He's the starting quarterback?
He's their starting quarterback. Yeah. It was bad. It was really, really bad football to watch. That's a shame, too, because it was so good when we had him.
Yeah, we feel better now because the Texans are better. The Renegades were not Renegades. The Roughnecks were a relief because the Texans were so terrible. Hey, yes, look.
Nah, we got some football.
We got good football from the NFL team.
Now, who cares? We didn't care. You know what? Whatevs. Whatevs. And at Rice Stadium?
What an environment to go watch a football game. Whoa. And the playing.
With 12 people there, it looks even bigger.
More fans at an Oakland A's game this weekend or at the Roughnecks?
Tough call. I mean,
boy, are they excited.
We can count them up individually.
For both.
It won't take long.
No.
I mean, Astros fans almost should make that trip to Oakland, right, to go see the game? Except you got to be in Oakland.
Astros fans should go up to Oakland?
I mean, why not make that a road trip? No one's in the stands. You can take over the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Why you got to go all the way up there when you can just go to Minute Maid and well, actually, if you want to go see him win, you do need to go up to Oakland.
This is my question. Would you rather have the Astros never play a home game, considering how bad an experience it is? Just, hey, let's go play all the games on the road because four out of five chances, I'm not going to see a win. So why don't we just send them on the road? It's not a good experience to watch the Astros play at home right now.
No, it's terrible.
I mean, it's not the last calendar year, but since August? The start of August?
Now they got Toronto coming in. How many will they win against Toronto? Will they take two or three from Toronto?
Will they win one?
Yeah, they'll take two out of three.
Do you think they'll take two out of three?
Yeah.
I hope you're right. I don't know. They're certainly not trending.
And this is not going to be the greatest
Astros
team ever.
Seven for the last 30 at home.
Charlie's keeping track because, you know, Charlie Pelot wants the roof open. They're 7-26 over the last 33 games.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing. All right, 713-780-3776. Time to talk about HR&P, my people over there. Mike Holly, a great coup. Chris Fisher, great egg. But it doesn't matter what college you go to or went to. It just doesn't matter. You want to get your payroll efficiently. You want it at the best price you can get it. Okay, you want the HR to be really, really good. You need your HR to know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing with HR. You don't know. You could make a mistake. And trust me, it has really cost businesses making that mistake. So don't try to do this yourself. Why? I don't understand why you're trying to do something yourself that it's just not. Yeah, that's not what you do. You sell your widgets, whatever your widgets are. Could be your personal services. Could be a product that you're making. It doesn't matter. It's something that you are good at. And that's why you're in business. You're not in the business of payroll. You don't do that well. You don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do it. Are you struggling with your taxes right now? Because we're coming up on tax time, and you got to get that in. Are you somebody that is struggling with it? Because HR&P won't struggle with it. It's easy. It's simple. We have a one-woman crew here for our payroll department, Laura. And you can ask her how good they are. They're great. Just have them come to your business and check it out and give you the consultation of how well they can do for you. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or hrp.net.
Yeah, 97.5.